If with all your hearts ye truly seek me, ye shall ever surely find me. Thus saith our God. And perhaps to consider their significance for us in today's world, with appreciation and reverence, I have taken from the libretto of the Oratorio some words and phrases for us to consider today in prayer and praise and meditation. Even as the people of Israel sing of a God of wrath who is jealous and who pursues them, they close the chorus with the oft-repeated phrase, "His mercies on thousands fall." I felt that we might make this phrase meaningful to us today through repeating it often. And so I'm going to ask you to put it in appropriate places after phrases which I shall read, which also come from the choruses. Will you stand for a litany of praise? The phrase you may use is, "His mercies on thousands fall." Thanks be to God for all his mercies.
His mercies on thousands fall.
Thanks be to God, for he is gracious, and his mercy endureth forever.
His mercies on thousands fall.
He, watching over Israel, slumbers not, nor sleeps.
His mercies on thousands fall.
The mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but thy kindness shall not depart.
His mercies on thousands fall.
Let us likewise pray some of the words of the chorus text. Lord, our Creator, how excellent thy name is in all the nations. Thou fillest heaven with thy glory. Teach us to expect to find thee, and in finding thee, to welcome thee. Cause us to rest in thee, to wait patiently for thee, to commit our ways unto thee, and to trust in thee. We pray, our Father, in the name of Christ, who showed us thyself. Amen. Ahab began to reign over Israel, and did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all that were before him. Now Elisha the Tishbite said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word." And after many days, the word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, "Go, show yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth." The text at this point in the libretto, as in many points, becomes quite a dramatic incident as Ahab and Elijah meet. "Art thou Elijah? Art thou he that troubleth Israel? Thou art Elijah. Thou he that troubleth Israel. I never troubled Israel's peace. It is thou, Ahab, and all thy father's house. Ye have forsaken God's commands, and thou hast followed Baalism. Now send and gather to me the whole of Israel, unto Mount Carmel. There summon the prophets of Baal, and also the prophets of the groves, who are feasted at Jezebel's table. Then shall we see whose God is the Lord. Rise then, ye priests of Baal. Select and slay a bullock, and put no fire under it. Uplift your voices and call the God ye worship, and then will call I on the Lord Jehovah. First call upon your God. Your numbers are many. I, even I, only remain one prophet of the Lord. Invoke your forest gods and mountain deities. I am eager to hear the chorus tonight when they call upon Baal. Baal, we cry to thee. Baal, we cry to thee. Hear and answer us. Hear and answer us. Heed the sacrifice we offer, Baal. Hear and answer us. And on they call upon their God. As you well know, Elijah encourages them with such words as, call him louder, for he is a God. He talketh, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth. So awaken him. Call him louder. Call him louder. And so the priests call louder to no avail. And then Elijah, in Draw Near All Ye People, calls upon God. Draw near, all ye people. Come to me. Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, this day let it be known that thou art God, and I am thy servant. Lord God of Abraham, show to all this people that I have done these things according to thy word. Oh, hear me, Lord, and answer me. Hear me, Lord, and answer me. And let their hearts again be turned. O show this people that thou art Lord God, and let their hearts again be turned. There follows some beautiful choruses, and there follows the fire and the rain. There also follows what often follows. Jezebel, the queen, turned the people against Elijah, and he had to flee for his life. And he felt perhaps as prophets today feel. Mr. Willis Abernathy will sing tonight and this morning, It Is Enough. As you remember, there were other duties to be performed. There were misgivings. There was reassurance. Perhaps a fitting climax in this dramatic account is the chorus, "Then did Elijah." Then did Elijah the prophet break forth like a fire. His words appeared like burning torches. Mighty kings by him were overthrown. He stood on the Mount of Sinai and heard the judgments of the future. And when the Lord would take him away to heaven, lo, there came a fiery chariot with fiery, fiery horses, and he went by a whirlwind to heaven. There follows at the close of the oratorio a majestic chorus, which we might well use as a benediction. Will you stand? Grant that our light may break forth as the light of morning breaketh, and our health speedily spring forth then, and the glory of the Lord ever reward us.